Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, welcome to another season of Newark Wildcat Basketball, exclusively here on K98.7 as the Wildcats play host to the Cruisers of Groveport to kick off OCC Buckeye action. Hi, everybody, and happy Friday evening. I'm Brian Mays. The Cats started off the season with a victory the day before Thanksgiving, knocking off Hartley 59-46. The Cats trailed 18-12 after one quarter, but got it down to a two-point deficit at halftime and then took over in the third quarter, led by six, and went on to the 13-point victory. What a night for Jake Quackenbush, the senior, and Thomas Moore signee, 33 points, matching his jersey number. He was the catalyst for the Cats. Ty Gilbert chipped in with nine, Tybron Brooks seven. Zach Meister, the sophomore, watch for him. He had 6 points in his first start and did a tremendous job, and Alex Irvin Royster added it for as well. So it's been a little bit of a layoff, but the Cats do come in with a 1-0 record. This is the first game of the 25-26 campaign for the Groveport Cruisers. They had a historic year last year, going 19-7, 10-4 in the Buckeye, getting their first district championship since 1985. Head coach Lamont Hampton has done a wonderful job leading the Groveport Cruisers. And they won here last year at the Jimmy. Just one of two losses at home by Newark, the other one to being to Reynoldsburg in overtime. But Groveport defeated the Cats by a final of 38-35. So they're confident coming in, and the Cats looking for revenge. But more importantly, wanting to start off league play 1-0, because this starts four straight league games coming up for Newark. They will be on the road after this contest next Friday at Logan. Then they have two home games against Pickerington Central and Canal Winchester before a non-league game on the 20th of December against Afrocentric. But first things first, it's the Cats and Groveport. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head coach Jeff Quackenbush after this timeout on the home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, K98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Come see us for the 2025 Get the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville.
We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back, everyone. We get ready for tonight's matchup with Groport, the start of three straight OCC Buckeye matchups. Happy to be joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, you had a nice early Thanksgiving victory over Hartley. Do you take more out of that game or what the team learned over the last few days of practice for this one?
Well, you definitely use that game to learn a lot this week, you know. And that game will prepare us for this game. Groport's bigger, more physical than Bishop Hartley, but they play similar. Try to play fast, try to get you to turn it over. You have to get them blocked out. So that's a good game to get yourself ready for this one.
You were down 18-12 after the first, got it to within two at halftime, and really kind of quit control in the second half. What did you like about your team's resolve maybe after that first quarter?
Well, that's really happened twice. The Licking Heights Foundation game and then the Hartley game, we don't get off to a great start. We have to get off to a better start. Maybe I need to change my pregame talk. Got to get off to a better start and not put yourself in that situation. But kids have done a good job twice in a row at halftime, listening to some adjustments, and going on the court and performing.
Jake, 33 points. Again, the turnaround, fadeaway, that's pretty tough to defend. Not the easiest shot to master, but he really kind of kept you guys in the ball game and then did what he needed to do from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's put a lot of time in on that shot since he was probably in about ninth grade, and he's grown into it, being 6'5", now being a little harder to guard. But he brings more than scoring to the table. What he does for us defensively and rebounding, communicating with the team, he's going to have to lead tonight, that's for sure.
And we talked in our preseason preview about Ty and needing him to be, you know, scoring offensively and looking to shoot. He didn't have a great night shooting the basketball, but hit a huge three near the end of that ball game that kind of sealed the way. So you got to kind of like the confidence. Keep shooting. It'll go in.
Absolutely. We want him to keep shooting. And that play that you're talking about, Zach Meister gets an offensive rebound and finds him. But it'll come for Ty. He's a good shooter, and the percentages usually work out. So he'll have some nights that he'll really fill it up.
How did you feel about Zach's first start?
I thought he played well. I thought he was gritty, kept some possessions alive, had four or five rebounds, 4 or 5 points. I don't know if it was 4 or 6. Didn't turn the ball over a lot. So as a sophomore, you just want to keep it as simple as you can. And I thought defensively he was pretty good.
Groport, this is their first game of the season. They had a tremendous year last year. I think their first district since 85. It was a deep team last year, but it looks on paper like it's another deep team this time around.
It is a deep team, and they play 10, 11 guys. And the one thing they do is they play really hard for 32 minutes. They have 5 guys back from last year's team that played a lot of minutes last year. And I know everyone says they lost 8 or 9 seniors, but those kids have been through it before. So we'll have to play well to win tonight.
They won here last year, just 1 of 2 losses here at the Jimmy. And it was a very low-scoring contest. Do you think that's what we're going to see tonight because both teams do play so physical?
I think if we do, it'll be a struggle for us to score. We have to find ways to get easy baskets, whether it's free throws, offensive rebounds, some transition baskets. We've struggled to get over 50 with them the last couple of years. So, and half of that is you got to play stronger on offense, and you have to be more physical on offense and handle guys grabbing you, touching you, because that's how they play. That's how we play on defense, too, so you would think our kids would be used to it.
Do you like having these many league games to start the year? I know that's kind of been what we've seen the last couple of years, but 3 straight after the non-league matchup?
Well, it's been that way probably for the last 10 or 15 years, you know. No, you'd like to have them later on so you can kind of get used to your team and your football guys can get their legs back a little bit. But it is, we're all in the same boat, so go out there and play. It's better than practicing. I'm sure the kids know that.
I'm sure they agree with that. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Lickie Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Jimmy Allen Gymnasium here at Newark High School. We get ready for the Wildcats and the Grove Fork Cruisers. Both teams out on the floor getting their final warm-ups in before we have tip-off this evening. Good crowd on hand as usual here, getting ready to see the action on Gary Walters Court. Cold outside, but it should be a very interesting matchup between these two ball clubs in the OCC Buckeye, and kind of just a feel for how this league is going to go. Yes, you've got Pickerington Central, who always is a team to reckon with, which we'll see in a couple of weeks, and Canal Winchester should be an improved ball club as well. We know about Reynoldsburg. They made it to the state finals last year, finished as a runner-up to Olentangy Orange, and now we'll see how Reynoldsburg responds. They still got a lot of players back from last year's state title runner-up finish, but it is always a gauntlet in the OCC Buckeye, but these are two of the best that we will have here this evening here at Newark. We mentioned head coach Jeff Quackenbush, 27th year as the head coach of his alma mater, 448 victories, just 187 defeats, and after a back-to-back district championships, you know the Cats want to get back to that and capture that district crown. That is always one of the top goals for this team. And the newer team, one of the more deeper ones that we'll see. They have six seniors. They did lose three quality seniors, guys that are going to be very tough to replace, even though you've doubled them up with senior leadership. Braylon Morris, Austin Rose, and Kalen Winbush all were just tremendous players for this Newark Wildcat team, and we'll see what seniors and also underclassmen will step up to replace them. It's going to be very important to see just how well everybody fits in. But so far, so good with the win over Hartley in game one, 59-46. And hopefully it will continue against Groveport this evening. As Coach mentioned, Groveport goes 9-10, sometimes maybe even 11 deep in their ball games. They will come at you in waves, try to pressure you, try to just get you off your game as best as possible. And that's where Newark's senior leadership, led by Jay Quackenbush and Ty Gilbert, will be extremely important as we move forward through this 25-26 campaign. Pre-game is over, and now we are getting set for the playing of our national anthem. Get ready for the starting lineups. Again, both teams with 19 victories last year. Cats 19-5, 11-3 in the OCC. Went 1-1 in the tournament, defeating Olentangy before falling to Upper Arlington at the fairgrounds. And Groveport getting their first district championship with winning five games in the postseason. So again, they're coming in with a lot of momentum and a lot of confidence, and the Cats looking to get back to district title ways, which is all too familiar here at Newark. And we're getting ready for the starting lineups. We can tell you the starting lineups for Newark will be the same as it was in game one, with seniors Jake Quackenbush and Ty Gilbert, along with senior Alex Irvin Royster, and then Tybron Brooks, the junior, and Zach Meister, the sophomore. So that'll be the starting five for Newark. And for Reynoldsburg, Tyreek Ruffin, one of their top players. He's a senior, tremendous football player, but he will be a starter along with Tyree Simpson, Troy Hines. All three of them are seniors. Also, Melvin Shepard, who is a junior. And rounding out the starting lineup, another senior, Kofi Kudelo. So four seniors in the starting lineup for Groveport. Again, Ruffin, Hines, Kudelo, Simpson, and also Shepard. And again, for the Cats, Quackenbush, Gilbert, Brooks, Meister, and Irvin Royster. Royster just getting honored for his play on the football field as well. One of the top running backs in the area, making the all-advocate offensive team. Comes in with a lot of emotion and fire, and of course off the bench will be one of the top quarterbacks we saw in football this past season, that being senior Bodie Smith, who had 27 touchdowns for the Cats, making their third straight playoff appearance and second straight winning season, led by those two along with Colton Peterson, who is also a reserve here for the Cats, and of course head coach Bill Franks. So we are set to go. Cats will go right to left to start this matchup in their home white. Groveport in their visiting red. Quackenbush will tip it off against Kudelo. And we are set. Happy to have you with another exciting season of Wildcat basketball right here on Kate 98.7. Opening tap is loose on the floor, and Irvin Royster gets it for Newark. He'll give it off to Tyrone Brooks in the front court, and the Cats will set things up. Groveport starts out in man-to-man. Inside it goes to Quackenbush. His turnaround around no good. Nice rebound inside. Meister puts it up. It spins in and out, and the rebound by Groveport. Both those shots look good, but they fail to go in, and we remain scoreless. Groveport has it on their first possession. Top of the key, it's Ruffin. He'll go left wing outside the arc. That is Hines. Bounce pass inside Kudelo. Kudlow bouncing on the right side, trying to take it in strong. Irvin Royster right there along with Quackenbush. They block the shot together, and Irvin Royster gets the ball for Newark. Good interior defense right there by Newark. We remain scoreless, 1 minute in. Brooks, left wing outside the arc, it goes Meister. Back up top, Quackenbush. Jake head fake, top of the key. Right wing, Royster. Alex swings it over to Meister, loses it for a second, gets it back. Up top now, Quackenbush. Jake looking inside, nothing there. Cats deliberate right there. Alex Irvin Royster takes it in, swings it. Brooks a three, he is fouled. Shot does not go, but he should go to the line for three free throws. Good ball movement that time by Newark, and it gets the foul on Groport. And the foul will go on. We're waiting to see who it is. It will be Tyree Simpson. So that'll be Simpson's first. Team foul number one. Brooks at the line for three. Junior's first foul shot. Good. First point of the night. 1-0 Newark. Tybron had a great sophomore season. Really came into his own. And I know coach is expecting more from him this year. And hopefully he can deliver. Very good foul shooter. Second one on the way. Pure. And we'll see if Brooks can complete the trifecta from the charity stripe. 2-0 Newark at 6:51 opening stanza. Brooks ready for the third foul shot. Got that one as well. So three free throws gets Newark on the board, and they lead it 3-0 at 6:45. Groveport with the basketball. Hines takes it in strong, puts up the runner, no good. Offensive rebound up, no good. Loose ball, and Irvin Royster comes through with it. He got fouled, no call, but he did a great job. Here's Gilbert trying to spin away, but cut off. Up top, Quackenbush. Left wing outside the arc, it's Brooks. He takes it to the top of the key, takes it into the right paint, swings it over Meister, takes it into the paint, has it knocked away. It should stay with the Cats, and it does. Baseline out of bounds for Newark. Groveport yet to score. Newark up 3-0. Brooks will inbound it along the baseline. Nice inside to Quackenbush. Shot no good. He gets it back. Up and in and one. Stayed right with it. Got his own miss, and Quackenbush takes it off the glass, and the Cats up 5-0 with the opportunity for a three-point play. Talked about in the pregame, Jake, 33 against Hartley. 33 of the team's 59 in that victory. And Newark remains perfect at the foul line at 4-4, and it's a 6-0 lead. Groveport comes up quickly. Up top it goes. Simpson spins in the lane. Hang shoots. No good. Irvin Royster, another rebound. Cats playing great defense. No surprise there. Brooks, serious collision. No foul called. Another one. Let's see what that is, and that's going to be offensive. That was a good job that time by Tyree Simpson. He just kind of led Brooks into that offensive foul. He pushed off with the free arm. That'll be Tybron's first, team's first. And already we have a substitution in for Groveport. Get that to you here in a minute. Well, we might get it to you because it's a guy that doesn't have the number on our roster, so we'll work on that for you. But it's 6-0 Newark. Cats still playing good defense. Shot is up and in, and that one is by Jordan Wagner. He came off the bench, so Wagner with two, and it's 6-2 Newark, 5:35 first quarter. Meister swings it. Gilbert, open three. Bullseye! Timeout, Groveport. 9-2, Cats lead it at 5.5 first quarter. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Cats lead at 9-2 after the timeout by Groveport. Cruisers with the basketball. Widener gives it off. Ruffin Thought about the three. Looks to take it in. Has it knocked away nicely by Brooks. Now he'll fire from 27 and drains it. That was good defense. Unfortunately, it led to an open three. Ruffin tans it, and it's 9-5, Cats by four. Brooks across the timeline to Meister. Swings it to Gilbert up top. Here's Quackenbush, top of the key. Hands it off to Gilbert. Left wing, it's Brooks. Gilbert, open another three. That one is short. Loose ball. Irvin Royster gets it, as he usually does. Gilbert takes it all the way in. Layup, good, and one. But it's another hustle play by Alex Irvin Royster, keeping that possession alive. Then Gilbert gets the pass and takes it to the rack and gets fouled and makes the layup. 11-5. Gilbert now has got 5 points, hoping to make it six at the line. Ames shoots in and out. And the rebound by Groport. So it stays at 11-5. Foul was on Simpson, his second, by the way. Shot is way off the mark. Quackenbush dives to the floor and gets it. Here comes Newark. It's 3-on-2. Gilbert, stop, pop, three, short. Irvin Royster, another rebound. Quackenbush, head fake, takes it over to Gilbert. Now Brooks, right wing outside the arc. Up top, it's Gilbert. Swings it to Meister. Meister, Quackenbush, top of the key. Jake hands it off to Brooks right there at the top. And now Brooks will set it back out near half court. 11-5 Newark, 4 minutes to play first quarter. Quackenbush. Meister thought about the three, now looks to take it in strong, has it knocked away. Here comes Groford on the run. Wagner looking to take it in on Quackenbush, and a block is called. Much to the dismay of the senior and his dad along the sidelines, will be Jake's first, team foul number two. Widener at the line. He's got 2 points and has two charity tosses right here. First one off the back iron, no good. Ready now for foul shot number two. Couple of dribbles on the way, and that one short. Rebound Brooks. Under four, first quarter. Cats up 11-5. Brooks. Off to Gilbert. Gilbert, Irvin Royster, swings at Brooks' left wing. He'll bring it back out with the dribble. Off it goes to Quackenbush. Jake takes it strong into the paint, has his shot blocked, and it goes off of Jake out of bounds, and it will go over to Groport. So Groport gets the ball back, trailing 11-5 with 3:35 remaining. I haven't said it, but I'm sure most Cats fans know Newark in man-to-man defense. Ruffin looking inside. Irvin Royster, a steal. Boy, he's just been all over the place so far tonight for Newark. Brooks looks to take it in strong. Spin move to the right, and shot no good. Irvin Royster rebound. Puts it up, no good. Brooks rebound, no good. And the rebound by Groport. Steal by Meister. Off to Brooks. Brooks, Gilbert right wing. See if the Cats reset here. Brooks looking to post a little bit, but nothing there. Sends it off to Quackenbush, and Newark will reset. Here's Meister, up top Quackenbush. Meister, open three. Nope. Rebound Groport. Love the hustle right now by Newark, though. They are getting every loose ball or 50-50 ball right now. Widener trying to take it in. Stopped. Nice pass. Layup is up and in for Groport. And that makes it 11-7, Newark by 4, 2.5 first quarter. Gilbert, left wing, hands it off to Meister. Back up top, Brooks. Quackenbush, Irvin Royster out front, left wing, Gilbert. Quackenbush, good head fake, takes it to the right elbow. Haynes shoots, he was hit on the arm, no call, knocked out of bounds, and it will go over to Groveport. He definitely was hit on the arm, but the refs didn't call that one. Kudelo will go out, and Shepard will come back in. Bodie Smith checks in for Newark, and Meister will get a breather. 11-7, Newark by 4, and also now checking in for Newark, Branson DeWalt, and Irvin Royster will take a seat. So we've got Smith, Gilbert, Quackenbush, Well, we got to get somebody off here because they had six out there. DeWalt needing to check in, but they're saying he didn't do it in time. So Irvin Royster will stay out there at least for a possession before we stop play. 2:05, first quarter. Cats up 11-7. They've led throughout this first quarter. Widener fires up a three, banks it, no good, and Quackenbush goes and gets the rebound for Newark. Off to Brooks, brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Gilbert, right wing. At the three-quarter mark, now Gilbert takes it in. He'll hang, he'll shoot, he'll score. Tough shot by Gilbert, but he's now got seven, and it's 13-7. Newark back up by six. Ruffin takes it all the way in, knocked away by Bodie Smith. Here comes Newark looking to run. Brooks, nice pass to Gilbert. Can he save it? He can. Back to Brooks. Head fake one. Up, yes. Defense to offense. Newark does it like nobody else. 15-7. Cats up by eight. And Bodie commits a foul in the backcourt. That'll be Bodie's first. Team foul number three. Couple substitutions coming in here now. DeWalt will come in for Irvin Royster. Meister back in, and he will replace Brooks. Groport inbounds at midcourt. Trailing by 8, 15-7. Ruffin gets it with Smith on him. So far, Ruffin, not much going on. Cats focused a lot on him at the moment. But Widener fires up a three, and he gets another one. So Widener's got five off the bench, and it's 15-10. Newark 5-5 with 60 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Gilbert across the timeline, and he was guarded too closely by Braylon Abbott, another senior for Groveport. That'll be the fourth team foul. Again, five team fouls puts your team in a double bonus situation. 15-10 Newark. In it goes to Meister. Quackenbush left wing. Still has it. Now dribbles it over to Bodie Smith. Smith way out front. Quackenbush. Turnaround three. Got it. Made that look easy. He's got six. 18-10 Newark. 35 seconds to go. Widener, another sweet move, but it's rejected by Quackenbush. And it stays with Groveport. Abbott has it on the baseline. He'll swing it up top. Widener, he is looking to shoot. He's like the microwave off the bench right now. 22 seconds to go. Off it goes to Ruffin out front. 18 seconds left. Ruffin keeps his dribble. Now goes to the left side. Pull-up jumper is short. Good defense again. DeWalt gets the rebound. Gets it off to Quackenbush. Newark's got time here at 5 seconds. Gilbert across the timeline. Breaks the double team. Swings it over to Smith. And what do we got? Offensive foul on Gilbert with just 0.2 seconds left. Oh, that's frustrating. That'll be his first. And at 0.2 seconds, Groveport can't do much here. So they'll just inbound it, and that's the way the first quarter will come to an end. Coach wanted a better start. He got it. 18-10 Newark by 8. Second quarter coming up on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, K98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
This Christmas, Rent2Own has gifts that wow for just $10 per week. From game-ready gadgets and cool electronics to small appliances and smart tech must-haves, there's something for everyone on your list for only $10 per week. Nintendo Switch Lite, AirPods, smartwatches, waterproof speakers, mini fridges, and more. Get the gifts people are asking for only $10 per week. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Start the second quarter here at the Jimmy. Newark up 18-10, led by 7 points Ty Gilbert, 6 by Jake Quackenbush, and 5 for Tyron Butts. And Groport comes right out and drills a 3 and cuts the lead to 5 at 18-13. Brooks across the timeline, off to Smith. Golden Peterson is checked in. He has the basketball. Now Meister takes it strong to the paint, lays it up, no good. Good strong move, but unable to complete it. And here comes Groport. Ruffin, nice pass over. Another 3 by Widener. That one is short. And we're going to have a foul on the floor on Newark as Kudlow got the position inside and was able to corral that rebound. Foul was on DeWalt. Nope, they're going to move that to Peterson. Be his first. Back in. We'll just give you the lineup here for Newark. It's Irvin Royster, Gilbert, Quackenbush, Meister, and Peterson. 18-13, Newark by 5. Here's Widener. Being very aggressive off the bench. Now Ruffin has it out front. Tyreek yet to score. Tries to the right wing. Launches a contested 3, but it does not matter. He wanted that one, and he got it. And it's 18-16, Newark by just 2. So a quick mini 6-0 run to start this second quarter by Groport's got him within a deuce. Peterson to Gilbert. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake to Gilbert on the left wing. Peterson outside the arc, also on the left wing. Almost has it knocked away. Now gives it off to Quackenbush. He loses the handle near half court, but gets it back. Meister now comes to help him out, and Coach Quackenbush wants a timeout. 18-16, 6:25, second quarter. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lady Wildcats got their first win of the season this past Tuesday, winning at Lancaster. They are at Groveport tonight, but after starting with a couple of tough losses on the road to get that road victory in OCC Buckeye play, congratulations to Coach Pertel and the group. We'll have Newark Lady Wildcat basketball as well here on Kate 98.7 this season. Side out of bounds for Newark. In it goes to Irvin Royster. Back to Gilbert. 18-16, Newark by 2 after the timeout. Gilbert. Up top, Meister. Left wing, Peterson. Up top, Quackenbush hands it off to Peterson. Right wing, nice pass inside. Irvin Royster puts it up and in for 2. Good ball movement. Irvin Royster, his first 2, and the Cats stop that 6-0 run and now back up by 4. Widener, Ruffin, right wing. He catches it, and he is ready to shoot every time. Nice crossover, takes it to the left elbow. Tough runner, but he is hitting every tough shot right now. After starting out slow, he's got 8 and cuts the Newark lead in half to 2 at 20-18 at 5:37, second quarter. Irvin Royster up top, Quackenbush. Again, a guy who also can just shoot real quick. Takes it strong into the paint, and his runner is good. He has worked so hard on both aspects of his game, the inside and outside. Really tough either way. Ruffin takes it into the paint. Yep, with the left hand even. So the two best players going mano-a-mano right now. Ruffin with 10. Quackenbush with 9, 22-20, Newark by 2. Peterson out front, Quackenbush right wing. Nice bounce pass inside, Irvin Royster. Couldn't hit the layup, though, and the rebound by Groveport. Chance for them to tie or take the lead with a 3 here, 22-20. Hines has it, right wing. Takes it to the top. Widener now picks it up. He's looking to post up Peterson, but he's cut off, knocked out of bounds inside by Irvin Royster. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium. 22-20, Newark by 2 over Groveport, and Tybron Brooks went to the floor hard. They're going to call a foul on Kofi Kudlow. Brooks is still down at the moment. Now he is going to get up, but he was up in the air for quite a bit there and came down right on his tailbone, shaking the cobwebs out right now, and he is going to stay in. That definitely smarted. He's a tough kid, and he'll look to stay in right now. Officials stop play for a moment. Now we're set to go. Foul on Kudlow was his first. Team foul number two. Cats with one team foul in the second quarter. Leading 22-20, 4.5 before half. Peterson, Meister, and now Quackenbush up top. Irvin Royster, left wing. Brooks inside Quackenbush. Good post inside, and he is fouled by Kudlow one more time. Groveport not happy with the call, but he didn't go straight up. He leaned into Jake, and they're going to call that almost every time. Second foul on Kudlow, third team foul. Shepard will come in for Kudlow as Jake hits the first foul shot. So he's in double figures at 10. Groveport, a lot of athleticism. They are long. They are physical. This is going to be a tough team, I think, throughout the remainder of this season. Jake hits both foul shots. Newark doing a good job from the line so far. They are perfect. 24-20, Newark by 4. Widener trying to get away, but he's stopped by Quackenbush. And now an open three on the way, and that is up and in. That is Troy Hines, his first trifecta, and the lead down to 1 at 24-23. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Peterson over to Meister. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake, double team, fires it up, no good, but he'll go back to the line. Got a good first step. Had a double team coming, but he was able to fight through it and will get the foul, which would put now team foul number 4 on Groveport, and Jake back to the line where he just made 2. Senior's first foul shot on the way. Got it. Gilbert in. Meister will sit. Smith in as well. And Brooks will take a rest and make sure his back is okay. They're checking him right now. Jake hits both foul shots. He's 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. And Newark up by 3, 26-23. Widener, right wing. Here comes a double team by Newark. He tries to dribble out of it. Gilbert and Quackenbush all over him, but he does find an open man. Shot no good, and the rebound by Quackenbush. Good defensive change right there by Newark. Gilbert looking inside. No one's there. Peterson drives baseline, has it knocked away by Ruffin. It'll stay Newark basketball. Baseline out of bounds. 26-23 Newark. Gilbert will inbound it. Lobs it into Quackenbush in the paint. Jake turns, shoots, scores. That's just too easy. Play was called out of bounds, and it worked to perfection. Newark back up by 5. 28-23, 3 minutes, second quarter. Widener out near the half logo, near steal by Irvin Royster. Can he save it? Groveport, and let's see what we've got. Offensive foul? No. Going to call a block on Peterson. And that'll be Colton's second. Just the second team foul. That was bang, bang, but the ref felt that Peterson slid in a little bit there along the baseline. Quick breather for Brooks. He is back in. Crowley will come in for Peterson since he has two fouls, and that is the case. Baseline out of bounds for Groveport. And what do we got? Oh, we got a hold. Hold on the inbound play, and they're going to call it on Irvin Royster. That'll be his first, and now up to the third team foul. Groveport looking to inbound. It's stolen by Quackenbush. Off to Brooks, and he is fouled hard. And the foul will be on Simpson. I think that'll be his third. And that will actually, they're going to say his second on that. So, but it will be double bonus time. Nice steal by Quackenbush on the inbound play. Got it off to Brooks, and he was about to blow by. And that's why the foul was committed. So Tybron at the line. He is 4-4. As I did not want to do the jinx, and I waited, and he nails it. He's now got six. Branson DeWalt back in, and Quackenbush will sit at 2:48. Nope, they're going to take Bodie out and move DeWalt to along the foul line. Brooks' second foul shot. That is also nothing but net. Cats great from the charity stripe so far this evening. 30-23. The lead was at one, but the Cats now expanding that to seven. Wide open three is no good. Another offensive rebound or defensive rebound. Gilbert, though, slips, and the scoop and up and in is Ruffin. That's unfortunate. Cats did everything right that time, but Gilbert slipped down inside DeWalt. Got it! Branson DeWalt went ahead of the group, and he gets the layup up and in, and the Cats back up at 32-25. Nice to see Branson running the floor so well there. Shot no good. They're going to say no, and they're going to call another foul on Irvin Royster. That'll be his second. And team foul number four. Bodie will come in, and Alex will take a seat. So both teams double bonus for the remainder 2:11 of this second quarter. Side out of bounds. Ruffin will get it in. Tyree takes it to the left elbow. Brooks all over him. Ruffin turns away. Shot no good. Again, that was good defense to Walt. Nice job rebounding the basketball. Here come the Cats. Gilbert left wing. Takes it to the foul circle. Haynes, his shot rejected. He gets it back, though. Looking for someone open. Bodie comes and saves him. Now back up top to Brooks. Left wing, Gilbert. And they're calling it tight now. See who they call the foul on. And they're going to call it on Ruffin for holding the jersey. But it's definitely being called a lot tighter in this second quarter than we saw in quarter number one. Which the way Newark's shooting free throws right now, we'll take that. Back at the line is Brooks. Junior spins the ball, lines it up, first one on the way, and of course it was about to happen. He missed it. First miss of the night for Tybron. See if he can get the back end of this two-shot opportunity. 32-25, Newark by 7. Second foul shot, got it. Cats up by 8, that's what they led at the end of the first quarter, so they've handled a couple of runs by Groveport in the second quarter, and now back up by 8. But a wide-open 3 is no good. Boy, that was a good-looking shot. No good. Here comes Brooks. It's one-on-one. Tybron looking to take it on Ruffin, who makes a beautiful steal. Oh, heads-up play by the senior. He now looking to take it coast-to-coast. Puts it up high off the glass. An offensive foul as Quackenbush was there to get position. Ruffin, a great job defensively on Brooks, but then maybe a little bit out of control and gets the offensive foul, and he will now go. Well, he thought he was going out, but coach says, nope, stay in there. No foul shots on the offensive foul. Cats will inbound it underneath their basket, leading by 8, 33-25. A minute 10 remains before halftime. Brooks, cut off, left elbow. Now Gilbert, open 3. That's going to be off the iron. Loose ball, who to go out on? Newark. It'll be Groveport basketball. Newark will make another substitution. DeWalt in, Meister out. I mean, it is lead gains, but you still want to see what type of bench you've got here. And DeWalt getting a good amount of playing time here in game number 2. 52 seconds to go. Ruffin gets it left elbow. Haynes puts it up. Got it. He's just a player. He has got 12. Lead back down to 6. Want to finish the second quarter strong at 38 seconds remaining in it. Brooks right wing. See if the Cats might hold it here. 30 seconds left. Quackenbush. Nice pass. Brooks lays it up and in. That's too easy. You got to take advantage of that, and the Cats do. Back up by 8. 22 seconds to go. 35-27. Hines. Right wing. Couple spin moves. Widener deep 3. Off the iron. No good. DeWalt. Nice job inside. Good box out. Here's Quackenbush. Down to 5 seconds. Quackenbush looking to take it all the way. Hines shoots. Nope. And that's the way the first half will come to an end. But a good, strong opening half by Newark. They lead by 8, 35-27. We'll recap the first half after this timeout. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
All Christmas Tire, all Christmas Tire. How lovely is thy tread wear?
Have you picked out your Christmas tires yet? Nothing beats the smell of new tires in your garage. At Ohio Tire, we have a set of tires perfect for your sled or whatever you drive. From tractors to heavy trucks to cars to light trucks, we carry the American brands that you know and sell them at a fair price. Ohio Tire, 140 Everett Avenue in Newark, next to Midway. Ohio Tire, we keep Ohio rolling.
Don't let your furnace freeze your holiday cheer. Now is the time to take advantage of FederElite's free consult with Bryant options to fit any budget. With tax credits ending December 31st, make the most of your money now. With special financing and lease-to-own options available, lower your bills, boost your comfort, and save before the deadline. Call 754-HEAT or visit federalheating.com and upgrade with FederElite, your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer, and let us do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
35-27, Newark leads Groveport at halftime. It's interesting, that 35 number, that is exactly the amount of points Newark had in their loss here last year to Groveport, losing 38-35. So they've already matched that. Coach Quack wanted to see up-tempo. He got 18 points in the first quarter, 17 points in the second quarter, and they've maintained an 8-point lead throughout. Our halftime now continues with tonight in high school halftime basketball from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association tonight in high school hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
As the high school basketball season begins in the Buckeyes State, a new opportunity arises for high school athletes all over Ohio. Last week, the Ohio High School Athletic Association member schools voted in favor of allowing name, image, and likeness deals to be made at the high school level without jeopardizing a student's athletic eligibility. The emergency vote was put to schools after an Ohio State football commit sued the OHSAA back in October. OHSAA member schools voted no on a similar NIL referendum back in 2022. Tim Street will be my guest. He's the Director of Media Relations for the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and we'll discuss NIL at the high school level. That's next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters, and every day Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
November is an ideal month to plant trees in Ohio because the soil is still warm, which reduces the transplant stress. Plus, trees require less water in November than in the heat of the summer, allowing roots to grow in the cooler temperatures. When planting trees, keep these tips in mind. Select trees that are zone hardy for where you plan to plant. Avoid planting trees that produce slip hazards, like fruits and nuts close to sidewalks. And don't plant large trees near or under utility lines. To learn more about the November tree planting, contact an ISA-certified arborist near you by going to trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. Tim Street is my guest. He's the Media Relations Director for the Ohio High School Athletic Association. OHSAA member schools voted no on NIL at the high school level back in 2022, but just last week voted yes to allow NIL deals to be made with high school athletes. Tim, what did you make of the most recent yes vote, and was there any one thing that changed schools' minds on this issue?
Hey, Eric, great to be with you, and you're right that our schools voted down a proposal back in 2022 on NIL. A lot different circumstances now, where almost every state in our country already allows NIL at the high school level. That was a big factor. And of course, the message that we gave to our schools for the last year and a half is that this is going to happen at some point. It's happening in every state. And if they vote yes on this proposal, it is their way of taking ownership of not only the bylaw, but they're agreeing with the guardrails we have in place, the process that we would go through on an NIL deal. So even if the school voted yes, that doesn't necessarily mean they love NIL, but it's better than not having any controls over it. So that's the message we've told to our schools for a while now. It was really just a matter of time until this came to Ohio.
Speaking to the emergency vote on this, Tim, could you just explain for our listeners how that process that the OHSAA goes through when a lawsuit's filed?
Sure. Well, our normal and traditional referendum voting period is in May, and anything in our bylaws or constitution that needs to be or we propose to be changed, that has to go to our member schools for a vote. That's typically the first 2 weeks in May. But if there is a lawsuit or a change in state law that directly conflicts with one of our bylaws, we have to act on that quickly. So that's the case with this particular lawsuit. The judge issued a temporary restraining order against the OHSAA on behalf of the student athlete, saying that OHSAA, you have to stand down. You cannot enforce your bylaw that prohibits NIL. So that was expected. We saw that coming, and we're actually grateful that the judge issued a 45-day TRO window. So that gave us time to get education out to our schools and put together the mechanics of an emergency vote, which is done electronically. Our staff that works with our member schools puts that together, and our schools then had a week to put their vote in. And every high school gets one vote, and it is cast and signed by the principal, although we expect and we tell our schools that that's not necessarily just the principal, his or her vote. That is a vote on behalf of the school.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family, friends, and community. A time to be thankful for what we have and give back to those less fortunate at this magical time of year. Shamrock Printing in downtown Newark is still your top choice for high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, and more. The warmest wishes of the holiday season are extended to your family from our family at Shamrock Printing. Have a safe and happy holiday.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the third quarter. Newark up by 8 over Groveport, 35-27. Tyreek Ruffin leads the Cruisers with 14 points, 5 points for Jaden Jordan, and also 4 points for check that, 5 points for Jordan Wagner, 4 points for Jaden Jordan, and then 3 points for Troy Hines. Jake Quackenbush leads the Cats also with 14 points, 10 points for Tybron Brooks, 7 for Ty Gilbert, 2 for Alex Irvin Royster, and 2 for Branson DeWalt. Both teams shooting around 45% from the floor. Cats, though, 11 of 13 from the foul line compared to Groveport's 0 for 2, and also rebounding. Huge stat for the Cats right now, doubling up Groveport on the boards 20-10. That's a key figure in their 8-point lead. And Newark gets the ball to start this second half, going left to right. Brooks, Quackenbush, Meister, Irvin Royster, and Gilbert, the same starting five, starts half number two. Up top, Irvin Royster, right wing Brooks. Inside Quackenbush, posts up along the right baseline. Double team, his fadeaway, nothing but net. Folks, I can't tell you how difficult a shot that is, but he just makes it look so easy. As Coach talked about, he's been working on that since about the ninth grade. Shot no good by Groveport. Quackenbush there for the rebound. Props, though, to Alex Irvin Royster. 3 steals, 5 rebounds in that first half as well. He really is hustling all over the place. Cats have their biggest lead, 37-27. Irvin Royster has it top of the key. Meister has it left wing. Inside Quackenbush. Posts up again. That shot no good. Battle for the rebound. And a good job that time by Groveport to get the defensive rebound. Ruffin, who had 14 in that first half. Tough shot. No good. Loose ball out of bounds. Nope, they're able to save it. Groveport does. And goes up top to Hines. Looking to take it in. He's cut off. And what do we got? Offensive foul. And guess who drew it? Alex Irvin Royster. He missed so much time last year with an injury, but at the end of the season against Upper Arlington, his first game in about 10, he came in and just did a tremendous job defensively and got Newark back into that game. It's carried over to this season. Good swinging of the basketball. Gilbert, good head fake, takes it into the paint. Haynes shoots, shot rejected, though, by Kudelow. He's about 6'3", and probably wind sprain takes you up to about 6'8". Runner no good. Groveport tries to save it, but it goes right to Quackenbush. 37-27. 90 seconds in this third quarter. Quackenbush looking to take it all the way in, and he's going to be fouled by Kudelow. That'll be his third. Should send Jake to the line. 16 points so far. After the 33-point barrage he put in game number one against Hartley. First foul shot, got it. If he can get us 20, 21 points a game, that is really going to free up a lot of other perimeter players for Newark. He's right now at 17 and now 18. And the Cats up by 12. Trying to throw the knockout punch right now in this third quarter. Ruffin trying to change that. Just a tough drive, but Irvin Royster all over him. Has to pass it back out to Jordan. Jordan takes it up strong. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. That should be Newark basketball, but they're saying it went off Quackenbush. Not sure how, but that's how the refs saw it. So that's what's important. I'm going to take Ruffin out here, which is kind of a surprise, and bring in Jaden Jordan. And it goes to Hines up top, Jordan. Looking inside, Kudelow has it knocked away. Brooks gets the steal. And he's going to be fouled by Wagner. Wagner doesn't like it, but he probably saved an easy transition basket by Newark by committing that foul. That'll be his second, team foul number two. Side out for Newark in the backcourt, and it goes to Gilbert. He'll hand it off to Brooks. Brooks so far this season playing a little bit more point than Gilbert. They both can do it, and both can do it very well. That's a huge luxury to have at the high school level. Meister back up top, Royster. Now here's Brooks, right wing, up top Gilbert. Spins it to Quackenbush, left baseline, he's open. Nice pass to Meister, can't hit the layup, but it's tipped around and Meister gets it back, and it was tipped by Alex Irvin Royster, again getting a loose ball. Cats up by 14, 41-27. Groport yet to score, and we are 3 minutes into this third quarter, and a steal by Gilbert off to Brooks. It's one on two, that doesn't stop. Ty Braun lays it up and in. Cats by 16. Let's see if Groport calls a timeout. It looks like Coach Hampton is not going to do it. Brooks now has got 12. Nice cut inside. Quackenbush says no and rejects it. Here comes Newark. Oh, they have come out on all cylinders here in this third quarter. Quackenbush, right baseline. Fade away. Nope, he's going to pass it off to Gilbert. Back to Quackenbush. He wants Kudelow. He feels he can take him. Gilbert has it top of the key. Takes it to the left elbow. Tough shot. He's fouled. No call. Irvin Royster gets the loose ball, and they reset. I'm telling you, number 10 is everywhere, and now a foul is going to be called on Hines. Some Groport fans not happy with that call. It will be Hines' first. Already four team fouls for Groport in this third quarter. Cats led 35-27 at halftime. They have scored eight unanswered to start this third quarter, and it's a 16-point lead. In it goes Quackenbush, right wing, right baseline. Thought about the three, now over to Gilbert. They'll swing it to Peterson, who's checked in for the Cats, replacing Irvin Royster. Here's Brooks out near half court. Cats can be patient now. Brooks way out front, keeps his dribble. Now he'll drive right baseline. Off it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert swings it, Quackenbush. Three on the way, no good. And we're going to have an offensive foul. And it will be on Meister for an illegal screen. That'll be his first, team foul number one in this third quarter. 43-27, Cats by 16. Ruffin back in. He brings it across the timeline. Peterson guards him. Ruffin takes it to the foul circle. He's cut off nicely by Meister. Now shot on the way. No good. Rebound Quackenbush. And he is fouled inside by Groport. They cannot get anything to fall but it's also good defense by Newark. Foul is on Braylon Abbott. And that will put Newark in the double bonus at 3:31 third quarter. Already up by 16. Quackenbush, who's got 18, will make it 19. Has committed to play college ball at Thomas More. Has really worked hard on his game in all facets. And great to see him getting a scholarship in regards to that. Trying to hit 20 points for the second game. 2 out of 2. And he got it. 20 for Jake. Cats by 18. 3:25 third quarter. Total domination right now by Newark. Doing what they want by the Cruisers. Long outlet pass. Here's a three on the way. That one is up and good by Simpson. He's got 5 all in the second half, and it's 62-37 Newark with a comfortable 25-point lead at 3:40 remaining in the contest. Brooks over to Gilbert. Gilbert back up top, Quackenbush. Now to Brooks near the half-court stripe. Now to Jake. Looking inside, nothing there. Brooks has it on the left wing. He'll take it to the foul circle. Nice pass. Irvin Royster up and in for 2. Timeout Newark, 64-37, Cats in command. You're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark leads this one. And we've got a few substitutions coming in for the Cats. Bodie Smith back in, Branson DeWalt, Colton Peterson, shot no good by Groport. Sean Brettville seeing his first action and also seeing his first action tonight, senior Braden Kobe. So those are the 5 in for Newark with a comfortable 27-point lead. Kobe gives it off to Smith. He tried to find DeWalt, but the pass knocked away. Here comes Groport. Hines cut off by Kobe. Inside, loose ball. Who's going to go get it? Going to have a jump ball. And alternate possession will go to Newark. 64-37, 2:40 to go. A nice, comfortable victory for Newark. They led by 8 at the end of 1. And they throw it away, which will not make the coach happy. Unless they're going to say it's a foul on Groveport. And they do. But they led by 8 at the end of 1, 8 at halftime, and then blew it open with a 16-2 third quarter. And have been in complete command since, up 64-37. Smith still in the backcourt. Gives it off to Peterson. Cat's going to have to hurry here. They just get it across the timeline. Peterson really being battled by Ruffin, who's still in there. He has not scored in the second half after getting 14 in half number 1. Peterson takes it in. Shot no good. Rebound Kudlow. Here comes Groveport, but before they do, Kobe commits the foul. It'll be in the backcourt. That'll be his first. Team foul number 2 with 2:12 to go. 10 points is all Groveport has scored in this second half. Have another foul called here on Newark. Foul is on Colton Peterson. That'll be his third. Team foul number 4. Widener fires up the runner, and he's good. He's coming off the bench. I wonder if you might see him start the next time these two play. He's got a nice-looking shot, and he's got 10 points. Inside DeWalt. no good, but he is fouled by Hines. So Branson DeWalt will go to the line for a couple. He's got 2 points on the evening. And boy, would love to see him. He's developing. There's no question about it. He continues to develop. He could be a huge asset the second half of the season, giving the Cats a little bit of height and girth inside. He will go to the line for a couple of foul shots here with the Cats up 64 to 39. Switching gears, of course, don't forget tomorrow, Big Ten Football Championship right here on Kate 98.7. Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Indiana. Over at Lucas Oil Field in Indianapolis, so definitely home field advantage for the Hoosiers, but Buckeyes, I believe, are the better team. Should be a great game, both teams getting into the postseason as well. But that'll be tomorrow night right here on the home of the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7, Ohio State and Indiana. DeWalt, nice touch at the line, hits two. And he's now got 4 points, shot no good, rebound by Brettbill. He's in the stats. He's triple-teamed in a lot of trouble, and let's see what we've got here. Jump ball, it will stay with Groveport. 90 seconds to go, 66-39, Newark. Groveport will inbound it. Spin move inside, and the shot up, no good. Rebound, strong rebound by Peterson. Outstanding running back for the Wildcat football team, getting his legs in shape here, and he will go to the line for a couple as he is fouled. Blazing speed on the gridiron, and we've seen it last year here on the hardwood and a little bit here tonight. He can get to the baseline so quick and gets himself some easy layups. At the line for two. First one around, no good. Kind of the one area you'd like to see him do a little bit better on, foul shooting, and he'll get there, the junior. He's got 2 points so far this evening, trying to make it three and convert the back end of this double bonus, which he does. I'm not going to even tell you what the fans are cheering about. Let's just say it's the hip thing these days with a couple of numbers, and we'll leave it at that. 1:14 to go. Cats leading it 67-39. That's your last clue. Here's a three on the way by Groveport. No good. Peterson gets the rebound. He's double-teamed. Is able to get it out to Brettbill. Should have another jump ball, and we will. And it'll go over to the Cats with 59 seconds to go in this one. So just wrapping this one up. You love the fact you got 35 points in the first half by Newark and almost the same amount so far in half number two, 32. You love the consistency offensively, which Coach Quackenbush has been looking for. He definitely got it here in game number two tonight. Better start, strong finish. Kobe, Brettbill, up top Peterson. They'll swing it to Smith, left wing. He'll bring it out front. 38 seconds. Kobe inside DeWalt. Branson looking to turn. The little baby hook, no good. And loose ball. Kobe gets it. Ball on the floor. This time Groveport gets it with 27 seconds to go. And they will throw it away. 25 seconds to go in this victory for Newark. They will inbound it in the backcourt. Baseball pass to Walt, wide open. Puts it up, no good. Can he tip it up? He can. Branson now with six and a steal by Peterson. Off it goes to Brettbill. 10 seconds to go. That should just about do it. Peterson will look to dribble it out as we're down to 5 seconds. And the Newark Wildcats move to 2-0 on the 25-26 campaign with a strong, convincing 69-39 victory over Groveport. We'll come back and wrap it up after this timeout on the Newark Wildcat basketball home, Kate 98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind, all season long, and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, trekbeer.com.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald. This holiday season, all of us at McMillan Dental want to say thank you for trusting us with your smile. As we look back on a year of bright grins and healthy habits, we are grateful for the moments we have shared with our dental family, you. We wish you joy, health, and plenty of reasons to smile this holiday season. Happy holidays from McMillan Dental. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Last year, Groveport came to the Jimmy and won 38-35. They scored 39 points tonight, but Newark pummeled them with 69 in the 30-point victory. Cats led 35-27 at halftime. Then a 16-2 onslaught in the third quarter put this game away, and they end up scoring 18 more in the fourth quarter to get the 30-point win. Groveport was led by 14 by Tyreek Ruffin all in the first half. 10 points off the bench by Jordan Wagner. 5 points each from Jaden Jordan and Tyree Simpson. 3 points Troy Hines and 2 points Kofi Kudelow. Jake Quackenbush, after 33 in Game 1, comes back with a solid 26-point effort in Game 2 and also a double-double. 10 points for Ty Gilbert, 13 for Tybron Brooks, 6 points for Alex Irvin Royster, but he did so much more, getting loose balls, steals, and rebounds. He just had an all-around great game. 6 points also for Branson Duwall, 4 points for Zach Meister, 3 for Colton Peterson, and 1 point for Bodie Smith. So Newark, you want to see improvement from Game 1 to Game 2, and they definitely showed it after beating Hartley by 13 to take care of Groveport by 30 and get to 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in the OCC Buckeye and get victory 1,739 in the basketball program. Newark's next game will be on the road next Friday at Logan. Our next broadcast of Wildcat basketball will be the following Tuesday, December 16th, when they host Canal Winchester with the pregame at approximately 7:15 and tip-off at 7:30. Steve, great job back at the station, my friend. As always, thank you for your help. This is Brian Mays. Again, your final from Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, Newark 69, Groveport 39. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everyone. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tries baseline all the way. Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.